tough for Islamic tests of bays.
Okay.
So spoke yesterday that this halacha person has to go in and sleep in the sukkah. Ain keva l'shena. There's no keva to sleeping. Any amount of sleeping which a person does, that gets a din of a kviyas. Now the shaila is that the ma'isa. Why don't we say Arzura really is married? This Marach Arzura, Kutsadik Vav. Why don't we say that the teshuva came to do that normally on a regular day? It's very common for a person to go ahead and you're learning, you fall asleep in the base of Medrash. So a person's like driving, you're in a car, a person falls asleep, you take a nap all over the place. So I say over here also, what, over here it sounds like there's a din, ain't kevel shein, any amount of sleeping you have to do, you have to go ahead and do in the sukkah. Why don't we say that teshuva came to diro, that it's a normal thing to do out of the sukkah, and it should be pater me from sleeping in the sukkah. So the chayim halachadav is that teshuva came to diru doesn't mean that I live in my sukkah exactly the way I live in my house. Anything which I sometimes do out of the house, I don't do in the sukkah. I can do out of the house. So the things I do dafkin house, the chayim is not to get the dav. The chayim together is right eating also. Sometimes people, unfortunately, a lot of people eichel b'shukah b'zmanazeh and they eat the pasul edus and they eat pas, right? So it doesn't mean that people have Danish and all the time. So you don't. Why don't we say also? So why don't we say teshuva can't do it? The kind of the get that davar teshuva can't do is that anything which has a shame dira to it, which has a kviyas to it, all the kviyas are mechuyev to go ahead and do the sukkah. So therefore, that's what I'm like. What has a shame kviyas to it? Does pas have kviyas to it? Does mzayin have kviyas to it? Does peres have kviyas to it? Yayin. Sleeping is something which always has a kviyas. Why does always have a kviyas? Being that sometimes a person sleeps a little bit, you get totally, it takes care of the issue and you're totally okay. So therefore, sleeping has a shame kviyas to it. Therefore, being that sleeping has a shame kviyas to it, therefore, you have to go ahead and do it in the sukkah. But the question of the gather duff is that anything that has a kviyas, then you have to go ahead and do it in the sukkah. Therefore, lach l'maisa, a person is not allowed to sleep at a sukkah, even a little bit. Why? Being that in Kevah L'Shena, therefore you're not allowed to sleep. And the Shaila is, let's say somebody goes to a drasha and he's going to fall asleep. They go to Shir, you're going to fall asleep. So the question is, are you allowed to go to the drasha or not? Or let's say, on Sukkot, somebody's speaking and the guy next to you is like falling asleep. Do you have to like give him a little jab to go ahead and keep him up or not? What?
Can give the
drasha
as the
favorite. Maybe it's the favorite to give the drasha, right? Okay. Right. Usually Ben is not on speak so much, so okay. Hakapanim. So the Ben Ishkai brings down, the guy's about to fall asleep. The guy's misnamni, he says. He's trying to fall, the guy's misnamni, he's close to falling asleep, he says you have to, or he's sleeping, he says you have to go ahead and wake him up. Because being in Kevah L'Shena, he's doing Isser sleeping out of the sukkah. So therefore, you have to go ahead and wake the person up. So Yitzchak brings down, and if a person go to drasha, you know your track record, right? Every Friday night you fall asleep. So if you have a good track record, you know you're going to fall asleep. He says, and that'll be an issue. And not to get to you. Okay, we'll watch. Okay. I can find him. No, so it's like this. Rosh Hashanah's cheshbon was, if you fill tshuva and all the cheshbon like this, he has the chalik between the two cases. The case where a guy went to sleep Isser and he did something wrong, or a person went to sleep Beheter. If a guy fell asleep inside, a guy's like, I'm trying to stay up, he seemed like, trying to stay up and like, and he's fighting back and forth, and like, after a while, he gets up, walks down, and just like, boom, stands up, falls asleep. So if a guy falls asleep inside, lechora over there, you would not be required to wake him up. I'm saying the guy went to sleep Esther, you would, yes, be required to wake him up. What's the difference to go to sleep? What keeps you there? The difference is? The difference is if a person falls asleep Lainsay, so if they don't have to wake him up, there are a couple of cheshbonis. Number one, we don't have to wake him up if he falls asleep Lainsay is because he's Ainus. Ainus is not Ksid Esther. This is only if you do it Esther, but Ainus is not Ksid Esther. So even if you tell me that's Esther, it's sleeping out of the sukkah, but my say is Ainus. So Ainus is not Ksid Esther. Therefore, if a guy is mamish l'insa, he would not be mukhiv to wake him up. Chesh number two, the other chesh Rosh Hashanah maybe. The Chesh Rosh Hashanah says, you look at Chuvah, he's talking only in a situation where the person is Ainus. He says that person is considered like a shaita when you're sleeping. Being that person is considered like a shaita when you're sleeping. So therefore, you have a din of a shaita, and a shaita's pater min a mitzvah.
If you don't have to wake someone up for Krishna?
So Rosh Hashanah goes back and forth. Why you do? Why you don't? He says, maybe you don't have to do it. Maybe Al Smitzvah you should do it. Maybe that's what he's going back and forth. That's all discussion of.
When you have the
chiyuv
of sleeping,
if
you're going to sleep,
what do you mean?
Have to sleep.
No, there's a chiyuv to. The chiyuv is to go to sleep in the sukkah. Going to sleep. Shazam al Sabzaz verse only tastes where it was bainse. It doesn't say when you raise it. You have a third occasion could be bainse. Yeah, could we have a third mitzvah? I'm in this way now, and Allah might wake me up to go out and sleep in the sukkahs. Once I'm in a matzav where I'm not doing Isser, the chira I could have a heter mitzvah.
But person, no,
shaloi bainse is no heter mitzvah because you can't make yourself a mitzvah and say now I'm a mitzvah and I don't want to sleep in the sukkah. You know, I do that. You're doing Isser sleeping out of the sukkah. So by sleeping out of the sukkah, I can't create a heter matzav and make it that I'm mitzvah. Akabanim, sekitzer, basically coming out, just chaz over, just sikkum quickly of sleeping in the sukkah before we move on to eating. There's a mitzvah, shein of a sukkah. It's part of the mitzvah. Even a mashu, even a little bit, or 53 seconds, 44 seconds, we say in keva l'sheina, the gedda davis, anything which has shem keva, you're mechuyev to go ahead and do in the sukkah. Some people sleep l'ainis, maybe not mechuyev to wake him up, if he fell asleep, the mezid, then you're mechuyev to wake him up, and you can't put yourself in the matzah where you know that you're gonna fall asleep. Therefore, if you're going to a drasha or going to something which you're gonna fall asleep, that's something which would be an issue, and a person should not go ahead and do it. Fine. Now, in terms of what achila is considered a kvias, in terms of what you need to eat in the sukkah. So first, the Gemara brings down that kol marba, whoever is machmar and atzmoi to eat everything in the sukkah, even drinking, even do everything, I raise a meshubach. That there's a maila of always eating everything in the sukkah and not eating anything out of the sukkah. That's what we're thinking about. You don't have to be machmar. The Gemara brought down tonight my arm, which weren't machmar to eat out of the sukkah. So we see that you're not mechuyev to be machmer such a thing. We see that today I'm a Rom Lav Dafke did it, but definitely it's a very highly recommended good thing to do. I raise a Meshubach to go ahead and eat everything in the sukkah. Misha asked me, let's look at the sukkah. I feel in my raise a Meshubach. It's considered I raise a Meshubach. Now, Shaz, what's a Gedar Adavar? What's the mile of not drinking anything out of sukkah? It's not a chayv of sukkah. What's the mile of it? Is the mile of it that the pshat is that you're the two parts of the sukkah. There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, and there's also an isser to eat out of the sukkah. It's two separate chalakim of the sukkah. Chalakim to it. So what's the mile of not drinking out of the sukkah? The mile of pshat is it's a mile of not doing anything out of the sukkah, like if you machmer in the isser, not doing anything out of the sukkah, or the chumra is being machmer to do everything in the sukkah. That's the chumra. The chumra is going to be machmer. It's more tishu, more diritik. Doing everything which you do, that'll be the maila to do maila in the sukkah. Now, if it's like this, let's say somebody he doesn't have a sukkah, so either he's not going to drink at all, he's not going to drink. Is there a maila or not? Because if the maila is doing all your dirit is in the sukkah, all your cumin in the sukkah. So then, if I'm not going to drink, so there's no mile on that. It's not mile. There's no mile on that. If the nekuda is not doing anything out of the sukkah, so then there'd be mile. If I'm thirsty, but I don't have a sukkah, I want to get the mile. Therefore, there'll be mile not to drink. No, that's Teshuva get to do a deer dick. The more deers that you do in the sukkah, so therefore it's going to be the more deers you do in the sukkah, then it's going to be a maila. So there was a medayik in the Rambam. This deik was it. Remember, it says lo yishdechus the sukkah afilo mayim. I raise a meshubach. Sounds like the dogish of the mechaber of the Rambam is drinking out of the sukkah. I raise a meshubach. It's a maila. The maila over here is not doing anything out of the sukkah, and that's the maila. Not that the maila is doing in the sukkah, the maila is not doing out of the sukkah. That's what they want to bring down. So if Beryl didn't like the
maila, even water, what's the deal for the Rambam?
We're talking about water, but what's the maila not drinking water out of the sukkah? Is it that Mishma Chatzel Ishta Chutz the sukkah?
What's the sukkah?
If you machma Atzma, not to drink Chutz the sukkah, the maila is a chumra. In the not drinking out of the sukkah, not in the sukkah. Therefore, if you don't have a sukkah, maybe there's a mile of not drinking out of the sukkah. So, percent of Barrow said, then no, that's not a staver. He always punches them that the ikkakim is doing it in the sukkah. That's the ikkakim, and there's not so much. He says, not a staver. The ikkakim is making your sukkah more kevadik, more diradik, and therefore, hell, that there wouldn't be such, there would not be such a mile. Now, let's say there are two cases that we're going to discuss. Let's say Shemzon has a case like this. The three cases which we could discuss. And we're going to get this thing going to be Machmer in the Sukkah. There's a case where it's time in a regular normal case. You're sitting next to your house. Avada Machmer. It's a good thing to go to Machmer to go ahead and go eat in the Sukkah. Shemzon was in Mechadish that if you have a Sukkah right next to your house, your mom is right there, so you just to pop a drink in the kitchen, he goes, that's a chisarim. He goes, could be this mom's a chiv to go in that situation. You know what to say? Because Teichav Ein Kehi is going to chive you, just like when you're next to your house, you walk into your house, you wouldn't drink in the front, you wouldn't drink outside in the street. If you have your house right there, Shemzan wants to mechadish, wants to say that if you have a sukkah right there, he says there's a chiv in that situation to go into the sukkah and go ahead and drink it in the sukkah, which is a...
Because
he says Shavayda, no? What? That's what he says to Shavayda. He says Shavayda says about the sukkah. It means whenever you have opportunity to go in the sukkah, you go in the sukkah, that's a bittul. If he says, if you have an opportunity to go in the sukkah, you're right there, you have a chiv to go ahead in the sukkah, and the mamash should be a chiv to go into it. One last case is, so we spoke about the case before. Let's say you're outside, you're somewhere, you're on a trip, you don't have a sukkah. So we spoke about the machlekes between Rabbah and others. Is there a milo of not drinking out of the sukkah, or the milo is dafka drinking in the sukkah? Let's say be a matzah, that person be mitzvah. Not even mstar, like the gather of mstar, which is part of the sukkah. And in terms of when a person is together with mstar, what's going to be a lock? What's going to be a lock in that type of situation? So El Shmuel brings down, so when I cast Rebbe Elochai brings down, then in a matzah where a person is going to have a bittel of Ein Yontif, you're thirsty, you're hungry, you're thirsty. B'chiyai Gavna, that's a chisar in Ein Yontif. And if he's in that type of situation, he says the person should not be machmer itself, and it's something which would be a wrong thing to do. So the Yishalmi, the Pasha Yishalmi, which he brings down the Elul Shmuel, Pasha's Mashmi, is Yishalmi sounds like that. The Shmuel says that. Well, I think the Shmuel was Rav. It doesn't mean Mam is Rav in some, it just means a little bit, Lavdavka. Definitely a Pasha Yishalmi sounds like that. Then the Bekri Yaakov Tafresh Mem Chavav sounds like that, says clearly that you could do it, but should do not. Because it's basically, the milah, not everything out of the sukkah. If it's a bit of sukkah, it's going to declare, you should not be machmir. In the situation, you have a sukkah right there, Shemzan holds mamash b'yachiyav. And if you don't have a sukkah, we spoke at the machalik, from Rebbe and others, is there a milah or not? And in terms of what's machayiv in the sukkah, so, achilas kava is machayiv in the sukkah, achilas rai is not machayiv in the sukkah. What's called achilas kava? It's like Moses ketam be'inchi. Machalik is reshainim, whether that means a kibetza is chayiv, the Lashon Rambam is maybe a little more like a kibetza is also going to be chayiv. Like one of the Psak and the Mechaber is a Kibetz is going to be Chayiv. A little more than Yosemat, it's a little more than Kibetz is going to be Chayiv. And the Kibetz is whether the Rams is even a little more. Rashi, Tezus, Rush, and the Rams say Kibetz, a little more than Kibetz is already considered Keva. The Rambam says even Yisraman the Kibetz is still called Chilas Arayim.
Some shot in the Rambam.
How much is it? Yisraman. Play that bit. Like one we're asking, the more than Kibetz is going to be Chayiv, and that's that situation, a person can be chayiv in sukkah. Now there is a whole discussion. Let's say you eat the kibetza very, very slowly. You eat in a matzav, you eat a kibetza, you eat a kibetza, more than a kibetza, you do not even nap a kidei chiles pas. So what's the Yisrael HaShayla? The Yisrael HaShayla is that in a kol tarik kula, the halacha is that if you do something more than kidei chiles pas, but again it's surim, and again mitzvahs, it's not considered a maisa achila. Maisa achila has to be dafka toik kidei chiles pas. It's not techdechus pras. Doesn't have a shemachil to it, and therefore, kapi mitzvahs in Yisurim knows me to gal mechil. You only make gal mechil, only bench if you have a gezayis techdechus pras. So the whole vikoch over here, what's me the halacha? The Bekri Yaakov over here says that if you have less than kedechus pras over here, he wants to say that one would not be mechiyev to go ahead. One would not be mechiyev to eat in the sukkah. Doesn't have a shemachil to it, and therefore you would not be mechiyev to go ahead in the sukkah in that type of situation. So Mazaman made a pshara, he went to say it depends. If you're talking about a scenario where a person is eating a sheer sviya, so there he wants to tell the people got them in Birkas HaMazza, and he wants to say that already, it would be mechuyev. But if it's not a sheer sviya, if it's less than a sheer sviya, you're just eating kidei chiles pas, so in that situation he wants to say that would not be considered maisa achila, and therefore you want to say you would not be considered mechuyev in the sukkah, which is very, very important. That when you are in the sukkah, make sure to eat the bread or mazonis quick. You have to have a toik kedei shechiles pras.
What the initial kibetza?
Yeah, you have to have the kibetza, toik kedei shechiles pras. Whether you have to have one, you have to have toik kedei. How long is that? So the chumrah, we go 4 minutes, In other words, you just do it 4 minutes, and the gate bracha koini. You don't make alam mechia on mezuinus if you don't have a kezayis k'teshefas pras. The chumri go 4 minutes. When you're taking lekula, for example, on Yom Kippur, when you're having shirim, so we have a shir k'teshefas pras. They were machafas shizik some sefer. That's gonna be 9 minutes. So if you want to take this kula of the Bikur Yaakov and eat slowly outside the sukkah, You have to do less than 9 minutes because we're dealing with a derais over here. And what? Really? I see more than 9 minutes. Yeah, I see more than 9 minutes. And then what? When you're doing it, if you, the kula, you have to do 9 minutes. So if you're on Kippur, we wait 9 minutes. On Alamichia, we're going to wait 9 minutes. What? Okay. But we're makhlik some safer. On derisa and derisa makhlik. The geish shirim yom kippur. We still have 9 minutes. If you have to, maybe we go lower. Fine. That's benigeya pass. Benigeya peiris. So peiris come on. You might test has a discussion whether it's kevel peiris, whether it's kviyas peiris, not kviyas peiris. Rav Yishenim hold there's no kviyas peiris, and any amount of peiris which a person has. You're not going to be mechuyev to go ahead and any amount of peiris a person has, a person would not be mechuyev to go ahead and do it in the sukkah, chay pasuk b'chaber, in kevel peiris, and by peiris it would not be considered a kviyas. What about yayin? So yayin, the mechaber pasuk is also yayin as in a peiris. He says that if you have yayin as in a peiris, and therefore even kaveh as just a yayin, talach is yayin can be done as a sukkah. And it would not be considered a kfiyas. The Bach is chilek. The Bach brings rice from the Gemara Brachas. From the Gemara Brachas and Ketzim Ravachim, brings a couple of rayas. The Gemara brings that. But again, Seba. I mean, Moit Samina Bracha, it says that the only thing which Seba helps, Moit Samina Bracha, the Gemara says, pass and yayin. So the Bach really wants to say, from there we see that yayin, if you do it in a tzura kfiyas, that the yayin would have a din kfiyas to it, and therefore you'd have to go ahead and do the wine dafka in the sukkah. Says befrat, he's befrat of his attention came to do it. Ain't derech listed yain bekvias at the sukkah. Therefore, he says you have to go ahead and do it. You have to do it with sukkah. One of the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is listen close. He says the chayin of fakim is there. If you drink wine bekvias, you have to do the sukkah. But frat, if you're doing with a crowd, you're having the yom over to drink it. Kamakim for bracha, he doesn't want to make a bracha. He should part with something else. Be royal the vinachal chila not to drink bekeva. Ella tuchsu dasai. Now she's taking this side very, very seriously. The side of yain. You're doing yain bekvias. You're doing a tzura kvias. He doesn't want you doing out of sukkah number one. Not only doing sukkah, he's not sure about the bracha. Chayav says you potter. The bach says you chayav. He brings the berelach the shtaker rice. Those that give very shtaker rice, shtaker chayav. Therefore, if you're doing a tzura kvias, only do a tuchsu da. That you could go ahead and patter. And he says, even Shar Mashking, Meidvas, Sheikher, Techasudakil is a very, very stark atzad to say that it's about some is. Well? Okay. Maybe that could be, that could be itza. So, kids, if you're doing Yain or Shar Mashking in Tzura Kvias, a crowd, and Kvias, then Echlami, that's something which is going to be Chayiv. So far we discussed Pas is Chayiv, more than Kvitsa, slowly discussed the Pekriyakiv, Yain, Shar Mashkin in Oifen Akvias, then it's going to be Chayiv. I think it's not much. I think that either you're doing a crowd, you're getting players getting together and having cracking the bottle. Well, yeah, we can match it. Yeah.
You have a 7 cup of wine.
I think 1 cup of wine though, but whatever.
Sit down the front row.
What?
1 cup of wine.
What do you say? Right.
So is that a chumra? Is bringing a smach sheet about we can make a unit between Golem and Rebias?
No, I think he's being chayish for that. I'm saying.
If you have Rebias wine, a cup of wine, you need to be in a sukkah.
What do you say?
So if you have a cup of wine.
The first chibur says, "Oichel v'shleis in the sukkah." He says, "What does it mean shti in the sukkah? What does it mean shti in the sukkah?" So he says, "Must be shti." He's talking about yain. That's what we're talking about. That because mayim's not considered keva. Then he says he founds the red feather versus had yain. Shti is yain. Avias is considered keva because came to do a ben kulachumra. So far I spoke about Paris and Adakvias, Mayim's Adakvias, the Ayin de Akvias, so the Chur seems to be a little bit more Chayshish. Now this is very interesting. The Luchar Tzor brings down, we make an Avdallah. I want to say the Luchar Tzor brings down that Avdallah already, that would, the mitzvah would make it Akvias. And the emphasis on Avdallah, he wants to say over there that you, on that alone, wants to say that you should go ahead. What?
The Mishmo said that if you go to do Dolan Shul, they notify you to do also Sukkot.
Right, now a lot of people
should make a bracha according to
that. They would say you make a bracha. A lot of people bring down the shit. They mean, Shane Levy says, Shavi says, Shavi says, Shavi says, no, it's not a minhag. What a lot of people do is, the mice is a big suffix. Do we say that it's kaveya enough to be in the chat? This was no egg also to make a bracha on Abdallah. What a lot of people do is that to eat possible kissing right away. And to go out. So that's a big kuach. So Zalman said he do it after.
You
know, I do it after. In other words,
after what?
Make Abdallah. Sure. Make Mizan Zalashiv.
Why are you planning on having the Lashiv?
Yeah, why can't you make the Lashiv right away?
Same way by the beginning?
Same way
by the wine? What's that? I'll say, we do it. Some of the.
What? Like Kiddush on a regular, you only have a, you make my shift with Kiddush.
What's that?
You make my shift with Kiddush.
Yeah, now grape juice is a big vikuach. That what is halacha grape juice? We each have a din of the wine. So Rav Yashiv, they bring napshim Rav Yashiv. He has a crusade against grape juice. Kali every halacha like grape juice. Maybe it's not a gafan on him, maybe it's not a kvias, maybe... If we get some of the minigal elements, I've had a week sitter, keep shooting a week sitter, that's
a din.
The grape juice that we just had has a din of a wine, and it's going to be okay. I'm going to get you. The Gemara says that mini tagima, you yoitza. If you do mini tagima, you can be yoitza. You go to yoitza, sudas, yontish. That's what mini tagima means. Mechleks yishayim. The Arsam Rishayim say that Buster, Dog, and Gvina, that also has a din of mini tagima. And the Marzim, anything you mean is Basa Dagan Gavina. Therefore, the Mishmur brings down. Nachim Lachim Lachim Basa Dagan Gavina Chazasukka. If it's Duke Kafias. Because Mini Tagim is Yaitza, he says Kubi that's going on Basa Dagan Gavina. Therefore, he says Nachim Lachim not to have Basa Dagan Gavina. The Kafias had a Sukka. Therefore, you're having a meal. What?
Tuna for lunch.
Yeah, you make it through. You're having. So you can't just say, oh, I can have a meat and salad and. I make a whole big fancy meal. So it's nachin la'achim at the Rosh Hashanah that when Moses means to give him means that. And if it's a kvias, everybody will make a bracha on it. But it's nachin la'achim not to do in the sukkah.
Nachin la'achim walk inside like beautiful.
What do you say?
How much of tuna?
You have to dine with this teshuket today, Rob. That's not
tuna.
Now, when the game is zaynus, it's finished up. When the game is zaynus, some mechayer brings down that tav shuv al chamesh minim. If you're kaveh alav chashuk keva, if a person's kaveh in it, it's considered keva. So the tafsha chamish minim is considered kvias, and a person would go ahead and be kaveh sudasi on it. What's good? Kvias? Kvias is you need to do bechabura. Or. I saw that having a yeshiva being down at the yeshiva of the yashiv. So come out. What's considered a chabura? So it comes out you're eating you and your wife and a child, it's already had, maybe that's considered a chabura, that's considered a kvias. So he said, if you ask him to answer that, it's only considered like a kvias, like a chabura, if it's like three other people besides your family. I'm not sure where that comes from. Once they have to have three other people besides your family, that's already considered eating a bechabura. Kabanim, tavshim chameshim minim, if you're kvias, you do say love, that's considered keva. And it's not enough. It's machalik shim magen avram and the rush, adalim pshad. His pshad is, once you have more than the kibbetz is enough, that's the shim magen avram. And the rush, kibshu, they go that you need a kvias. So the Mechaber goes, you have to be daf kaveh sudasi love. The Magavram goes that it's dini mamish kapas, more than kaveh sachayv sukkah. Benegeya leishiv, dafka, if you're kaveh on it. Mashenkin, if you're not kaveh on it, you're not going to make a bracha. So the kids are like, it's a taf shev chamish minim, dafka kaveh on it.
What's a kaveh on it?
It's like make a meal out of it. Make a meal, sitting down.
Snack is a meal?
No. Sitting down.
Kiddush?
What? If you're sitting down, I'm making like a matzah out of it. Now you're just eating and running, and you're having a. Like I'm making a meal. If you're eating breakfast, like if. if you're eating like if you eat oatmeal while you're learning and whatever, you know, yeah, like these are like depends how long you eat for, you know. Sit down.
Sit down and have lunch.
What do you say? Like, yeah, possibly kissing in. The Maya Mordechai means that you possibly kissing in b'shachris, you know, with your coffee, like you always do. He says even though you're not making a brachas amaitzi, he's not having a shir kviyas suda, but. He says the shayla is over in that situation. Would you make a leishiv now? What's the shayla again? The shayla is that what do we have? So, what's the makar in the sukkah for? What's the makar in the sukkah? The makar is from where? Many tagima yaitza your yaitza to the santa. So shayla was many tagima me, right? So once you decide it means pass. Once you decide it means even basa gavina. We have Rashi's Paris, which we once called the god. So there are those alerts. It means a tafshel chamesh minim. So the Maimon is going to say, but. When it comes to pasul of kissing, a little bit more machmer than a regular tafshah of chamish minim. Why? Because pasul of kissing betzim, when you learn kissing mavarchim, you'll see that pasul of kissing betzim is really bread. Cake is really bread. It's just a type of bread which, if you don't have a shir kviyas suda, since it's not normal to be kviyas suda, if you don't have a shir kviyas suda, you can make a mezain on it. But beside betzim is bread. So therefore, there's another tzirif where we have to go ahead and make. A bracha on pasul b'kissin kabeis din of bread. And if you buy kabeis, it's another tzad to go ahead and make it. So therefore, the Maimon Rechem brings down a lot of people knowing on pasul b'kissin to go ahead and make a bracha even on kabeis. The psak in Mishnah Berurah is that it's not so clear. Therefore, he says you should stay around in the sukkah. But seer of the two things, if you convey yourself in the sukkah and eating having pasul b'kissin, but seer of those two things, you're able to go ahead and make a bracha. So that's just misakim and then.
How much time is that?
That's a tafshel.
Right, so what would be
that? What? That's a tafshel. And if you kaveh is too dull, you have your kaveh is too. Like, really, make your oatmeal.
How long after should you stick around?
What do you say?
How long do you stick around after Abdullah?
Don't say long, 15, 20 minutes. Don't say Bidirk, how long? It's to be as soon as I take this.
Is that the
best? I'm sure Rav Yash of a half hour. That seems like a little bit of Kiddush to me. Like, where did that come from, man? It has to be some type of level of kviyas. Okay, this is misakim. So misakim in terms of what needs to be done in the sukkah, right out of sukkah. Beitza with a path, kibetza with the path of salacha. Beitza out of the sukkah, right? More than a beitza?
Depends what it is.
More than a sukkah, we pass by pass. In the sukkah with a bracha. If we're talking about passive kissing, more than a kibetza with salacha?
Yes, it's the baruch.
What?
Stay around a little bit. Eat,
and stay around a little bit.
So you can't stay around.
If you can't stay around, I think you should make a bracha.
Should?
I think so.
You're jumping in and jumping out?
I think so. We'll see more in Sukkah. But Tziruf, anyhow, could be coming in Sukkah side. If you're having macaroni, what's the bracha?
You have to be
kaveh. You have to be kaveh in the Sukkah.
Is it shir or a senya? Is it also
shir? Is it shir of a Sukkah, he says, or whatever? What else is there? If there's Paris, what's the bracha? Out of the sukkah, having a steak, toy v'achmer, orange juice,
mutter,
harizah and mashubach, yayin, makim machmer. You're not going to make a bracha, but yayin is machmer. They should go ahead and only do it in a situation where. Only do in a situation that you should really pat it with something. What?
Like rice. And it's half soul.
That's not a mission, okay?
I'm just like, made the bash.